Lightning Process Builder is a workflow tool that will allow Rob to automate business processes using a visual interface. With this tool, Rob can create processes that execute actions when certain conditions are met. He can also add multiple groups of criteria and associate actions with each criterion. The actions can be either immediate or scheduled. Rob can also continue a process by choosing the Evaluate the Next Criteria option instead of Stop after a criteria is met. In addition, Rob can use versioning to easily track and maintain processes. Each process can have up to 50 versions, and only one version of a process can be active at a given time. When creating new versions of a process, Process Builder will use the name and description from the original version. Rob can edit the name and description or leave it as is. Rob examines an example that shows a process with two criteria nodes. In this process, if the first criteria node evaluates to true, the process executes the specified immediate and scheduled actions and then stops. If the first criteria node evaluates to false, then the process evaluates the second criteria node. If the second node criteria evaluates to true, the process executes the specified immediate and scheduled actions and then stops. If the record does not meet either node criteria, the process stops without executing any actions. Note that by default, a criteria node is set to stop after its action group is executed. However, you can select Evaluate the Next Criteria instead of Stop to continue the process. You can use this option only if the criteria node includes immediate actions and no scheduled actions. Before using this option, ensure the Next Criteria node is defined. Evaluate the Next Criteria helps in managing the process for an object in one place because multiple action groups for an object are executed through single process. To start using Lightning Process Builder, Rob can navigate to the Setup menu and select Process Builder under Workflow and Approvals. After creating the process, if Rob wants to reorder node criteria and actions group, he can do so by simply dragging and dropping them to the new location. There are several considerations that Rob can keep in mind while using Lightning Process Builder. Processes do not support outbound messages. However, Rob can use the Call Apex action to provide similar functionality. In a process, actions execute in the order in which they appear within that process. Rob can easily reorder criteria in a process by simply dragging and dropping them in the process. While creating a new process, he can use the names and descriptions which are already used. When using scheduled actions, multiple scheduled action groups are supported for each criteria node. Processes that evaluate every time a record is created or edited cannot use scheduled actions. Scheduled actions cannot be used when using the Evaluate Next Criteria option. The Paused and Waiting Interviews list displays all the pending scheduled actions. When Salesforce tries to execute scheduled actions of an inactive user who started the process, instead of those actions failing to execute, the process admin receives a default email with details about what happened and how to fix it. Rob can search Help and Training to view process considerations in detail. When a lead is converted, the information from the standard lead fields is transferred to the standard fields of the account or contact objects. Users can also optionally create a new opportunity record during lead conversion using data from these standard fields. Usually, there are custom fields in the account, contact, or opportunity objects that are created to capture more information at the lead stage. Rob must ensure that there are corresponding fields on the lead's object so that all information is correctly captured in Salesforce. To do this, Rob will need to create custom fields for the lead object and specify which object and field they will map to. Rob must ensure that the fields being mapped are of similar data types. However, there are a few exceptions to this rule. Text, text area, and auto number fields are some of these exceptions.